You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Monday, everybody, and happy 4th of July Independence Day. This is your Independence Day edition of Locked On Vols. And if you're in the car traveling to a barbecue, a cookout, some type of body of water, whether that be a pool, lake, river, or ocean, I appreciate you taking some time to hang out and listen to a little Tennessee football coverage with me, Eric Kane, here on Locked On Vols. I want to sincerely thank LinkedIn Jobs for being the official college football recruiting sponsor across the entire Locked On College Network. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find candidates you want to talk to faster. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. Terms and conditions do apply. I'm Eric Kane, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with me here today. Really appreciate you guys for taking the time, like I just mentioned, to squeeze me into your day. Some programming notes here. As you guys know, usually I record the night before it's set to air. So, like, you know, here on a Monday, I'm recording this in real time. Actually, today I'm recording this on a, you know, Sunday afternoon, evening. But usually I wait till the night, and it comes out the next day just after midnight. Because of the 4th of July holiday, I'm going to be so tied up everywhere on Monday all day today, right? So I regret to inform you, and I know this is going to come as a major letdown to everybody listening and watching right now, but there will be no Locked On Vols on Tuesday. We're going to be back on Wednesday, and our Twitter Tuesday will take place on Wednesday as well. Today's show is going to be primarily about recruiting, and there could be a major commitment announcement towards the University of Tennessee on Monday afternoon, and we're going to get to that in here today. But if that were to happen, we will recover all that on a Wednesday show. So we'll do Twitter Tuesday on a Wednesday, and we'll cover some more recruiting news if there is any to discuss. So that's a little bit of a programming note. Show today, Monday, obviously. No show on a Tuesday. We'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. So sorry for the inconvenience there. But tons of recruiting to get into today. This is primarily going to be a recruiting episode. We'll get into a starter spotlight coming up later in the show as well. But since we last spoke on Friday morning, Tennessee has reeled in two football commits and added them to the 2023 class, Tyree Weathersby and Christian Conyer. So we're going to discuss Christian Conyer coming up here right now in segment number one. But again, I'm Eric Kane. I do radio in Knoxville, Tennessee. I write for the Rival site covering the University of Tennessee. That's at volquest.com. And I can't thank you guys enough for there was something that just out of my window right now. That's a little scary. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out with me today and each and every day, and I promise we're going to get into the content right now. I just had those announcements to get in here before we get started. So Christian Conyer, he's been a guy that has been linked to Tennessee for so long, guys. I mean, really, Tennessee's been in the driver's seat for this one. You know, ever since Josh Heupel really became head coach at Tennessee, they prioritized obviously some guys in the 2022 class because that was the class that was upcoming, but they prioritized some longtime guys to work on for the class of 2023 because knowing they were already behind for the class of 2022 and ended up, they finished just okay, right? I mean, they finished inside the top 10, which was a surprise to many and a surprise to me, to be completely frank with you. But Christian Conyer was one of those guys that Tennessee prioritized early, like a year plus out. And Tennessee's got him onto campus several times for junior days and for spring practices. And, you know, I know last year you couldn't come to a spring practice, but you could come to all those summer camps and the cookouts in June and at the end of July and all that. And he's been back up for games this fall. And Christian Conyer has been no stranger to the University of Tennessee. But when it came down to it, Kentucky, the Bluegrass State, made a strong push. I mean, Conyer is the number one overall player for the state of Kentucky. He is a highly ranked four-star prospect. He does not have a national rank per Rivals, but he has a 5.8 Rivals rating, which is getting on up there, right? At 6'1", 170 pounds, again, a cornerback from Bowling Green, Kentucky, where he attends South Warren High School, and he is considered by Rivals the 15th overall cornerback in the class, or 15th overall athlete, excuse me, in the class, but he'll play cornerback. And number one in the state of Kentucky. But here's the thing. I mean, Kentucky came in really, really strong towards the end. And like I said, you know, Tennessee's been sitting pretty for quite some time, but took an official visit the second to last weekend of June, did Christian Connor to Kentucky, and that's when Kentucky really, really got in this. A lot of momentum was flipped to the Bluegrass State, but coming back in the final weekend of June official visits, Christian Connor was in Knoxville, and he was able to solidify and pretty much iron out that, hey, he was going to become a Volunteer. So this is a monumental gift for Tennessee. Why? Well, is he a five-star? No, but is he going to be one of the best players in the class? You best believe it. He will 100% certainly be one of the best players in this 2023 class when it's all said and done. It's big on a number of levels. Obviously, you beat Kentucky in recruiting, and you know typically Tennessee doesn't have an issue with beating Kentucky in recruiting, but this is a little bit different. He's the number one overall player, like I've mentioned a couple of times, in the state of Kentucky, so being able to win out in that regard is big. It adds another player to Tennessee's recruiting class. 14th member overall, Tyree Weathersby, who committed Friday, and we'll get to that in segment two. He was the 13th member officially, but 14th member for the class of 2023 is Christian Connor. He is now the fourth defensive back, and hear me out here. This is big because there are three safety commits already in the class, and John Slaughter, Sylvester Smith, and Jack Luttrell, okay? And so adding Christian Connor to the mix now, that's your first cornerback. So that's huge, right? I mean, Tennessee's got to bring in a couple cornerbacks, and Christian Connor being the number one cornerback on the board and adding that to a position of need is very critical. This is from Adam Gorney. He's the National Recruiting Director for Rivals. I spoke on him to get a quote on him for the impact analysis that I wrote. He said, Christian Connor is a true athlete, and something I'll get into here in a moment. He can be very valuable at wide receiver, which we've seen him at in short passing situations, making people miss and taking it to the house. He can stretch the field and put up real pressure on defensive backs with that speed and athletic ability, or you can flip him over to play cornerback, which is where he'll play at Tennessee, knocking down passes, being physical, and running with any receiver in the country. You usually put your best athletes on defense. With a kid that has this type of athletic ability, Josh Heupel and his staff are going to find ways to get him on the field to be a contributor. And just like Adam said, he is. If you watch his tape, he's really skilled at wide receiver. They get him the football on screen passes and on, you know, just little ins and outs, trying to get the football in his hands. He stretches the defense with his long strides and does a really, really nice job doing that. He uses the sideline both offensively and defensively to his advantage. Defensively, a cornerback, he knows the sideline is an extra defender, right? So he pushes a receiver in that direction and kind of, you know, pins him in a little bit. On offense, knowing that because he plays cornerback, he uses that to his advantage as well and has the awareness to kind of get away from that. But he's going to play cornerback here at Tennessee, and he's a guy that is going to fit in the Power 5 game very well. You know, he's a good aid in the run block, sets the edge very well. He's not afraid to come down and be physical and aid in tackling. His back pedal is really, really good, changes directions fluidly. His hips are fluid, mentioning fluidity. He doesn't lose a step when receivers are breaking in and out of their routes. He has great eye discipline. Doesn't fixate on quarterbacks in the backfield. Instead, the cornerback keeps his focus on the receiver at hand. In man-to-man coverage, shows a great awareness when playing zone, when other guys run into his territory as well. And he's good at pressing the receiver off the line of scrimmage and high points the football into the air, winning a lot of those 50-50 battles. So, again, Tennessee made him an absolute priority very early in the class, and he's got a lot of raw athletic ability that will need to be fine-tuned at the next level, but obviously Tennessee's coaching staff with Willie Martinez and Tim Banks can do that. And credit those guys, especially Willie Martinez. You know, this was kind of an all-hands-on-the-deck approach, but Willie Martinez took the lead and did a nice job in solidifying Connor's commitment to Tennessee. So, again, it's big. It gives you the first cornerback of the class, and this is one of the top guys on Tennessee's board overall. And so being able to land that is a big thing for Josh Heupel and his staff. And now you look at the others on the cornerback board. Who could be next potentially? Well, you have Jakeem Jackson. You have Jordan Matthews. Jakeem Jackson, who was set to commit in October, moved his date up to the end of July, maybe around July 28th. That's one to keep an eye on there. I think that's a Florida battle, Florida State, Miami, Tennessee type situation. He's from Florida. You have Jordan Matthews, a Louisiana product. LSU's kind of jumped in late, but they've got to make up a lot of ground right now. I think that's a Tennessee-Texas battle. and potentially Jordan Matthews could be committing somewhere in the month of July. And then Ricky Gibson, that's going to come down to Tennessee and Arkansas, in my opinion. And, he is an Alabama native, and Arkansas had the last word there for Ricky Gibson. But he would be third or fourth, really, on this big board for quarterback, if that's kind of how you want to view it. So, nonetheless, all three of those guys that I just mentioned, along with Conyer, all took official visits to Tennessee the last two weeks of the official visit season for the University of Tennessee. And, Christian Conyer, again, is going to be a guy that is really, really important for the University of Tennessee in this draft class, or in this signing class, committed class. Now, you got a ways to go, of course. You've got to hold on to all these guys, not just Christian Conyer, but all these guys up until December, 15th, 16th, 17th, something like that, before they officially sign the dotted lines, cross the T's, dot the I's, all that type of stuff. But Christian Conyer, I think, when it's all said and done, will become one of the biggest additions to this signing class. And it's big, too, because, Christian Conyer's not the same area code as what Carnell Tate was, but much like Carnell Tate, Christian Conyer's been, Tennessee's been in the lead for him for so long, and Tennessee was in the lead for Carnell Tate for a while and then kind of lost him to Ohio State, and that's unfortunate. It's good to see Tennessee close here and, again, win out over the home state Kentucky Wildcats for his services. So Tennessee brings in Christian Conyer, gains the commit. He is the 14th commit for the class, and that's where Tennessee stands entering a Monday that, again, could be very beneficial for the University of Tennessee, and we'll have more on that later coming up. But next, in segment two, Tyree Weathersby, a really, really nice defensive line prospect from Georgia. He committed to Tennessee on Friday. I'll tell you all about Tyree Weathersby when we come back here on Locked On Vols. But as the sun comes out and small businesses are getting back in business, LinkedIn Jobs makes it easier to grow your team. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the people that you want to interview faster and for free. Listen, I got on LinkedIn a couple years ago, really around when I was in college and just out of college, and put my online resume out there, put work samples, audio samples, writing samples, and all that. And just having the wherewithal to have my email address and my contact information up to date, I got many, many emails about potential job offers that would be suited for me, where to go, where to find these employers, and that's kind of how I got in the game into the media market. So I'm very appreciative of LinkedIn Jobs and what it's done for me in my career. You can create a job post in minutes on LinkedIn to reach out your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 110 million people. Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can find the right people to hire. So it's not just if you're trying to find a job, if you're trying to find people to hire for you, right? Simple tools like screening questions, making it easy to focus on candidates, just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you like to interview and then ultimately hire, right? It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality in hires versus leading competitors. So LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster. Did you know every single week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockedoncollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions will apply. All right, guys, welcome back into Locked On Vols. It is your team every single day, and I can't thank you guys enough for choosing to hang out with me today. I know it's a busy day. You are in the car, going to a barbecue, going to some friend's house, going to family's house, going to family get-togethers. Maybe it's at a river, it's a lake, ocean, whatever the case may be. Hope you are enjoying your Independence Day 4th of July, and I hope the fireworks are plenty for you. And hey, they have been for Tennessee so far this weekend, and they could be even more later today. More on that in segment three of this show. But again, we're talking about guys who have committed to the University of Tennessee over this weekend. It was Sunday afternoon on July the 3rd when Tennessee gained the commits of four-star cornerback Christian Conyer, and so we spoke on him in segment number one. And now on Friday, it was Tyree Weathersby who went ahead and committed to Tennessee. It was about 7, 8 o'clock on a Friday night, and Tyree Weathersby is a really, really nice prospect. I like Tyree Weathersby a lot. I think he's underrated in this class. And I'll say he's about 6'4", about 255. He's very, very slim. He's got so much ability to or room to add on some weight and to either play that five down technique or to stand up, come off the edge, maybe play that Leo position. There's tons of options on how Tennessee wants to use Tyree Weathersby. But he stands in about 6'4", like I said, about 255. He's from New Manchester High School in Douglasville, Georgia. Again, he's a three-star prospect per Rivals, has a Rivals rating of 5.7. He's considered the 64th best prospect in the very prospect-rich state of Georgia per Rivals, and number 57 at his position. You know, a strong side defensive end. But, I mean, here's the thing. I know a lot of people make the three-star U comments, yada, 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 with John Slaughter, with Jeremiah Tealander, with Tyree Weathersby. And, I mean, of course, there's some other three-stars in this class. But if Tennessee is, again, I've said this before, if Tennessee is prioritizing you early in the spring and the early summer, I think that means something, right? Obviously, you have the ability to play above your star rating. Don't be a stargazer, okay? Don't be a stargazer. I think Tyree Weathersby has the potential to be a really nice player. He's very athletic, very, very athletic. He's got great speed. You know, this is from his head coach, Cedric Jackson of New Manchester High School. He's an explosive player with unlimited potential. He's got a lot of raw talent. I think he's going to be a great player. He's really grown in the area of leadership when it comes to leading by example. He's a quiet guy, but that's something we've tried to challenge him with this year and becoming more vocal. It doesn't come natural to him, but he's leading by example and becoming more vocal. He does whatever we ask him to do. He just wants to win and go out there and perform every single snap. To be able to coach guys like that who will do anything on the field to make your job easier, it truly is a blessing. Again, that was Cedric Jackson when I caught up with him to get a quote for the impact analysis I wrote for Tyree Weathersby. So, what about Tyree Weathersby? Well, he becomes, at the time, he was a 13th commit for Tennessee. And, of course, on Sunday when Christian Conyer committed to Tennessee, he became the 14th commit, all right? He became, at the time, the 8th on the defensive side of the football. Of course, Conyer became the 9th in that regard. And the third defensive lineman for Tennessee. He joins a defensive line grouping, a 4-star Trevor Duncan and 3-star Nathan Robinson, two guys that I think can really have multiple options on the defensive line as well. I think Trevor Duncan's going to be an offensive tackle before it's all said and done. But nonetheless, those are the Tennessee's defensive linemen right now. Of course, you have Caleb Herring, who is an outside linebacker, but we'll play that Leo spot. You could characterize him and put him in that group as defensive lineman as well, if you'd like. But again, this is the third new pledge stemming from recruits who were on campus for an official visit weekend just, you know, weeks ago. Now, I guess four if you had Conyer in the mix, but joining John Slaughter and Jeremiah Tealander. And potentially, depending on how things go later today, you can add another one to that list. That could be five guys committing to the University of Tennessee from that last official visit if Francis Mauing-Owa decides to commit to Tennessee later today. That is coming up in segment three, and of course coming up an announcement at 3:00 Eastern time on a Monday. So what about Tyree Weathersby? Well, it's easy to see why Tennessee, why this Tennessee new commit picked up so much interest, when the calendar flipped. Right after his football season in the fall, kind of working into the winter and into January, he picked up a ton of offers. He had All-State honorable mention honors this past fall. He's a lightning rod on the field that makes a habit of living in the backfield, utilizing his strength and athleticism to bring down quarterbacks and running backs behind the line of scrimmage. At defensive end, that's kind of where he's at home with a hand in the dirt. He usually plays the five technique, but can also slide inside when needed. He's an athlete, can stand up, can rush from a two-point stance on the edge in passing situations. He's kind of a jack-of-all-trades, right, at the prep level. He's got tons of ability that's going to translate very well at the next level. You can't, you know, some of it's just got to be ability, right? You can refine skills, you can teach, you can introduce some new techniques, but ability is something that you can't always coach, right? But he's got ability. On tape, the defensive end is seen playing in multiple schemes, displays great use of his hands when attacking offensive linemen, strong with the bull rush but keeps low while splitting double teams. He's got a really good punch, and he squeezes the end man down on the line of scrimmage, meaning that your linebackers behind you can run free and go make some tackles. One of the best things that I like about Weathersby is his motor. It's always running, and he's got good speed too. Motor and speed are not the same thing. Motor means you're always, you know, giving 100% and going, and you're not, you get knocked down, you get back up, you're always pursuing, you're always going, right? You're not lazy, in other words. Speed is speed. He's got both, okay? So he's able to track down tackles from the backside really all the time, and the speed's a weapon on special teams as well, okay? Get this, he's 6'4", 255 pounds at the high school level, and he plays on the kickoff team. And he doesn't just play on the kickoff team, he sprints down on the kickoff team. He beats everybody on tape routinely. And that's something that I loved about his tape, saying, you know, this is a guy that, you know, as a freshman could absolutely figure into the special teams role, and he gives effort over there. So he's not too good to play the special teams. He plays tight end. He blocks really, really well at the line of scrimmage, outside, whatever you kind of need him to do. In terms of that block, block down, arc block, stuff like that. His tape shows that he's a selfless player, and it's a great starting point when coming into Southeastern Conference play. So with this commitment, Tennessee now, again, at the time, 13 commits, now 14 because of Christian Conyer. The Vols are on pace to build a really balanced signing class on defense, adding a defensive lineman with lots of athleticism and room to put good weight on. With Weathersby now in the class, Hunter Osborne, TJ Searcy remain priorities, Keldrick Falk as well on the defensive front, along with Ed Rutcher, Shadavion Bradley, who Tennessee hopes to get back on campus at the end of July, and a talented edge rusher, Rico Walker, as well. So Tennessee will part ways likely with redshirt seniors Karat Garland and Latrell Bumpus following the 2022 campaign. Roman Harrison and Byron Young, they're going to be seniors this upcoming season. But for the Vols, they're still set to return a ton of defensive linemen in 2023 and beyond, right? Like Tyler Barron, Amari Thomas, Elijah Simmons, DJ Terry, Jordan Phillips, Tyree West. By the way, Tyree Weathersby, those are going to be some tongue twisters here for the next couple of years. Jason Jenkins, Dominic Bailey, Amari McNeil, and Bryson Easton. So I expect for Weathersby, he won't be a down one player from the get-go, right? But because he's athletic, because he has great skill and a good speed and a good motor, and again, I'll continue to say it, because he's athletic, I do believe Tyree Weathersby could be used in certain pass rushing situations right away as a true freshman, but without a doubt on special teams, that is where he'll get his start. And I think this guy is going to be a guy that you look back and say, gosh, was he only a three-star? He can turn into somebody down the line. Again, I like Tennessee's three-stars. I like John Slaughter. He's very aggressive in the back end. But my two favorite three-stars so far in this class, Jeremiah Thielander at linebacker and Tyree Weathersby on the defensive front. I think these guys will be really, really good before it's all said and done. So Tyree Weathersby, before it's all said and done, I mean, I think that he could be a really, really good player for Tennessee, maybe broach that all-conference type, all-SEC level, you know, later in his career, but we'll kind of see. Christian Conyer, I believe, in the previous segment, I forgot to add what I think that, you know, long-range he could be. I think he could be an All-American before it's all said and done. I think Conyer is a stud, and I think Weathersby's not far behind him. So we will see, but those are the two commits that Tennessee picked up this past weekend as we speak here on July the 4th, Independence Day. Who could be next? A massive, massive offensive tackle is set to come off the board later today on a Monday afternoon. Who could be next? We'll tell you what Francis Mauingoa, a little bit of a preview of his decision coming up in segment 3+, plus starter spotlight coming up next here on Locked On Vols. Bet Online, your number one source for all your sports betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores and podcasts and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn about all the latest trends and all the action. BetOnline.net, it is where the game starts. All right, we got a few minutes left here on this Monday Lockdown Vols, your 4th of July Monday, and we spoke on Tennessee's commits they've reeled in this past weekend. Could there be another commit for the University of Tennessee coming up later here on a Monday? The answer is yes, very well could be, and he's in the name of a highly rated 4-star per Rivals, 5-star per some other outlets in Francis Mauingoa. Just an absolute stud, right? He is a guy that Tennessee got into really, really late in the cycle. I mean, you know, Nico Imaliava was really, really critical in this one because he was a guy that kept, you know, hounding away for Francis. You know, they're very, very close. They're two guys that are friends. And he just said, hey, you know, come up here unofficially, see what Tennessee has to offer, see what Tennessee has to offer. Eventually, Francis did get up to Tennessee at the end of May, for the Rocky Tapapalooza, that Memorial Day event, and took in Tennessee unofficially. And from that little event said, okay, I'll come back here officially. And so Tennessee kind of took over from there. So if it wasn't for Nico, you know, Tennessee wouldn't even be in it for Francis Mauingoa. But he's a highly rated Offensive tackle, 6'5", 330 pounds at IMG Academy. He's got a great relationship, as I mentioned, with Nico Iamaleava. This would be ginormous for the University of Tennessee if they're able to reel him in today. It's going to come down between Tennessee and Miami. USC is also in the conversation, but it's Tennessee or Miami. He is set to make his announcement later today on a Monday at 3 o'clock Eastern time. All right, so commit watch here on a Monday as well. Tennessee's brought in four commits in the last, we'll call it 8 days or so. Could it be, commit number five? We'll see. That's coming up later today at 3 o'clock. So Tennessee on commitment watch for offensive tackle Francis Mauingoa, as well as 2024 athlete. You have, another guy in Jonathan Echols. 2024 athlete Jonathan Echols, again, a teammate of Francis at IMG Academy. He is set to make his college announcements sometime on a Monday. I'm not sure when, but Tennessee is thought to be in good position there as well. That would be the number one commit for the class of 2024 if that were to happen. Jonathan Echols of IMG Academy, Tennessee loves him at tight end. He came up and camped at the final prospect camp for the month of June last Sunday and really, really had a great experience. So he is set to commit to some college at some point today, and Tennessee will figure out that decision. We will see if the Tennessee Volunteers can add him as well. And again, that would be the number one commit for the class of 2024 if that were to happen. So a lot of recruiting news. Recruiting, it's very busy this time of the month, and it's already been a good weekend. And by the next time that we chat on Wednesday, we'll see if it can be even better if Tennessee can land Jonathan Echols for 2024. And of course, Francis Mauingoa, the offensive tackle from IMG Academy, coming up again for the class of 2023. So that's what's to come later today. So make sure to turn on your tweet notifications for me and or for these players, and we'll see if Tennessee can land those guys. Last thing we're going to discuss here on a Monday, we're going to get into starter spotlights, and we don't necessarily know who's going to be that other defensive tackle spot. We started with Byron Young. We moved down. We spoke Amari Thomas, and now we're still in that interior of the defensive line, kind of that three tech, that nose slash one tech. You can use them anywhere you want to. Several guys will play this spot. Several guys will play both spots. Defensive line is a rotational position. So again, when we say starter spotlight, we're highlighting one guy that might be out there for snap one, but he's just in the mix. But today we're going to discuss Kerrott Garland. Kerrott Garland's a guy that came to the University of Tennessee. He was a part of the 2018 signing class. He redshirted in 2018. In 2019, he was a redshirt freshman. He appeared in, 13 games. He totaled 18 tackles. He had two TFLs. In 2020, he appeared in 9 of the 10 games. He had 22 tackles. He had a TFL, and he picked up his first sack in 2021, where he played in 8 games. He started a couple as well, had 16 tackles, and had 1 sack. Kerrott Garland's a guy that got a whole lot of run this past spring, and when you look at the Pro Football Focus grades, again, not everything, but something, not nothing, right? According to the guys who actually played, like Bryson Easton didn't play a whole lot, but he's got the highest grade per Tennessee's defense on Pro Football Focus, but he totaled 23 snaps in the season. Compare those 23 snaps to the 820 from Alante Taylor, right? So just kind of showing you the differences in who played, who hasn't. But according to the guys who played, Kerrott Garland's grade per Pro Football Focus for 2021, which was at 71.6, that was 6th in terms of defensive linemen who played, 11th overall in the defense. But again, that is including guys who didn't play much, like Bryson Neeson is in front of him. Aubrey Solomon's in front of him. He totaled only 31 snaps last season. William Mohan totaled only 27 snaps. Those guys really don't count. So truly, he's 8th on defense as well. So Kerrott Garland, a guy in 2021 that graded out at 73.4 overall. Run defense was 71.4. Tackling was 63.4. Pass rushing was 63.3. And coverage skills, though he only had 5 of those reps, were 60 on the dot. And again, if you remember, per the Pro Football Focus grading scales, 90 to 100 is elite, 85 to 89 is all conference level, 70 to 84 is starter, 60 to 69 is backup, and 59 and under is replaceable. The best games on the season for Karat Garland last year, he graded out at 80.5 against Georgia, which was really, really good. Though that was one of those games where he didn't have many snaps, only six snaps in that one. 76.5 against South Alabama, where he totaled 20 snaps. 74.4 against Vanderbilt, where he totaled 18 snaps. He played a season high 37 snaps against Purdue in the Music City Bowl, where he graded out at 60.5. He also played 29 snaps against South Carolina, where he graded out at 55.4. So, and 25 snaps against Tennessee Tech, where he graded out at 74.7. So a guy that really was just a guy, and he's just been a guy so far throughout his Tennessee career. But sometimes you just need guys on the defensive line, right? You have guys that have high ceilings, like Elijah Simmons in the interior, a guy that had such a high ceiling. Guys like, I believe, Amari Thomas, who have such high ceilings in the interior. But, you know, these guys need breaks, right? It's a rotational position, and sometimes you just need some guys. And so far, Karat Garland has just been one of those guys. Let's see if he can uptick that and turn that into something. He's a veteran. He's about to be a redshirt senior season. His younger brother, Kwazi Garland, a former walk-on, now as a linebacker. He's also on the team. Really, really good high school career. Signed out of Naples. Was it? Where did he come out? He came out of Conyers, Georgia, Heritage High School. That's it. He was an honorable mention back in 2017, per the AJC, where he played 6A football. So a really nice player. And again, I think you link him up with some other guys in the interior, like DeJon Terry, Amari Thomas, Elijah Simmons, Bryson Eason. Some more of these guys that I think that he can, you know, be a guy that can give a little bit to Tennessee. And, one of those guys that returns an awful lot for the defensive line up front, despite losing guys like Matthew Butler, Caleb Tremblay, and, of course, Jaquan Blakely. So, Karat Garland, 6'3", 310. Can you give me more than being just a guy? That's my challenge for a guy like Karat Garland in 2022. Can you be more than just a guy? We'll find out. Can you uptick that sack total? Can you get some more TFLs? Can you clog up some holes and allow your linebackers to run free? That's something else about defensive linemen that will never show up in the stat sheet. Clogging up holes to allow the guys behind them, the second, third layer of the defense, to go run and make some plays. We will see if Karat Garland can do that. But Karat Garland is today's starter spotlight for us here on Locked On Vols. When we get back on Wednesday, we will discuss Tyler Barron on the other side and a new position for the former Knoxville Catholic standout. All right, that's going to do it here for this Monday show here on Locked On Vols. Guys, thank you so much. We spoke on two commits Tennessee reeled in from over the weekend. Friday's Tyree Weathersby, Sunday's Christian Conyer. We previewed a little bit of what's to come potentially for a Monday. Can Tennessee reel in Jonathan Eccles, 2024? Can Tennessee land the big fish, the American Samoan of Francis Mauing-Oa? We will find out, and if so, we will recap it all coming up on Wednesday's show. Don't forget, tomorrow, no show. I apologize. On a Monday, it's Independence Day. I'm going to be full go, and I'm going to be everywhere, and I'm not going to have time to record. So I do apologize, but we will get back and break down everything that we didn't discuss today on a Wednesday show, and that's when we'll get in our Twitter Tuesday questions. So @_Kane or @LockedOnBalls, anything you want to know on Tennessee football, basketball, baseball, recruiting, anything, literally anything. I'll answer whatever you guys want @_Kaner and @LockedOnBalls. Our next show is coming up on Wednesday of this week. Thanks so much for making Locked On Vols your first listen, your first watch on YouTube and wherever you find your podcast. Get more of the SEC by making Locked On SEC with Chris Gordy your second listen. Does a fantastic job taking you around the Southeastern Conference each and every day in 30 minutes or less. Make Locked On SEC your second listen behind Locked On Vols, which is your first listen each and every day. That's going to do it for me, guys. Thank you so much. Enjoy your Monday, and guys, happy 4th of July. Please stay safe and enjoy your day off from work, everybody.